Just got done talking some Hokies hoops with John Lazor, the voice of Virginia Tech, brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. You going to get a chance to settle in tonight and watch the Flyers and the Rams?
Yeah, I hope to. We've got Tech Talk Live tonight off schedule at 7 o'clock over on actually on this station, I would imagine, in Richmond. So after that, yeah, love to get to sit down and watch that game. I watched it the first time. It was a good game in Richmond. I'm hopeful for Will Wade's club up there.
Have your travels ever taken you to Dayton?
Yes, they have. With the VCU really? Women's team before.
That's right. Yeah. 15,000 people in that place tonight. They're expecting to do an attendance.
It's a crazy arena, but it's crazy in where it is, Wes. And we stayed, like, in the parking lot, and we were there. There's a hotel in the parking lot, and it was just snowdrifts everywhere. I'm like, this is the worst place ever. And then we got into the arena, and I'm like, man, this place is pretty cool.
I've heard you use that line a lot. Worst place ever!
Yeah, I'm a little curmudgeonly.
It's all right. That's why we love you. John Lazor, let's do a lightning round. Five questions for Lays, five questions for me. My friend, you have the floor first.
All right, I do have the floor first. Let's see. If you could give up anything in sports for Lent, Wes, what would it be?
Ooh, that's right. Today is Ash Wednesday for us good practicing Catholic kids. Here's an answer for you. I give up tweeting on sports. I give that up for a month. I do worry once in a while what I'm going to be like in 20 years if I'm going to have this huge hump out of the back of my neck from all the times that my face is down in Twitter. That's what I'm not saying that I would give it up, but if I had to give up something sports related, I would give up tweeting about sports for Lent. If you could spend the NFL Combine with one of the six Hokies that are in Indy, who would it be and why?
I think it would be Jerron Evans, just because I'd love to see the reaction to him being there and what the reaction to him being there is. I think with the other two, particularly Isaiah Ford and Bucky Hodges, you kind of know that people are going to be impressed with what they see athletically, and I think the same will be the case with Jerron Evans. But I'd love to see what that experience is, because I think he has the most to gain.
By chance, you see Steve Smith and his comments about Isaiah Ford?
I did not.
Gushing. Absolutely, and that's some high praise coming from a guy like Steve Smith, gushing about Isaiah Ford on the NFL Network.
Every time someone says anything nationally about Ford that we already know locally, it's like, yeah, well, we've been watching that for quite some time. I think Isaiah Ford's going to be a hugely successful NFL player. All right, Wes, I'm going to be a hugely successful sleeper now. I just put into play a new duvet last night. I've also got a new down pillow. Life-changing. Why do people think it's not manly to want a cocoon-like sleeping experience, something that Renee compared last night to be smothered by a warm dove?
You know, you get this big job and the money goes right to your head, I'll tell you.
Straight cash, homie.
I've wanted to replicate the hotel sleeping experience for the last 20 years, and I finally got it.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. The two things I wanted off our wedding registry, I put down the Godfather trilogy, and I wanted these hotel pillows from Macy's. And my man Parney bought them for us, and every night I rest my head on those hotel pillows, and it's like somebody slipped me a Mickey, man. I just pass right out. So it's okay. You want to be high maintenance about your sleep? You go for it, my friend. Girl Scout cookie order came yesterday. I'm giving you one box of Girl Scout cookies to take on a Virginia Tech road trip. What makes the plane ride?
Thin Mints, because there's more in each box, and all the people on that Virginia Tech trip are going to reach their grubby little paws in and try to take one. I don't want to run out. I would say Caramel Delights, because that's my actual favorite, but I don't think they even call them those anymore, and that just showcases my age. Adrian Peterson gone from Minnesota, Wes. Why do I not care and or am happy about it?
I was going to ask you about this. You're the guy who's the Vikings fan, and he was the stud for years and then things off the field. So, like, I'm more curious of you. Mixed reactions, fond farewell, bye-bye, want to re-sign him. What's it like to be a Vikings fan today?
No, I'm ready to move on. I haven't liked the fact that the team has been built around him over the last decade, and clearly he was the best player on that team for about 6 or 7 years, but it's been a lot of drama without a lot of success over the last few. Meanwhile, you haven't been able to keep pace with the rest of the air-happy NFL because you've been trying to be ground-oriented and defensive-approached. I'd rather win and do it through the air, and I'm happy about the fact that we're moving to a new era.
Lays today, March 1. You've seen a lot of basketball teams this year. Give me somebody besides Virginia Tech as we roll into the month of March you really like and you're going to keep in mind in your brackets.
In terms of a sleeper team, I think North Carolina is the best team in the country. I know Virginia fans will have a differing opinion this week, but I really think they're going to turn it up a notch when we get to the ACC tournament in Brooklyn. I'm surprised at Florida State and how poorly they've played on the road, but I really think that they have a lot of talent. I'm interested in to see how good the Pac-12 teams are. I've got my eye on UCLA, Wes, and I know I'm not alone on that, but I really want to see who out of the ACC is going to step up and challenge, because I don't think it's Villanova, despite their lofty status.
You get the last one.
How many Best Picture nominated films did you see, and did you only watch them to feel smart?
No. I actually felt very uncultured after Sunday night, because I realized I watched two things that won an Oscar. One was the OJ 30 for 30, and the other one was Hacksaw Ridge, which I saw the afternoon of the Oscars, only because I didn't want to feel left out. But nah, you know what? I've just realized it's just not my party, so I see what I want to see. Especially, you know, when you're paying $5, $6 for on-demand and $12 to go to the movie theater, it's a select list of the movies that I watch every year. Have you seen Hacksaw Ridge yet, by the way?
I haven't seen Hacksaw Ridge, but I did watch Depression by the Sea, Manchester by the Sea, like 6 days ago, and I haven't been happy since.
All right.
The Hokies have won a couple of games since then and more than likely cemented their status in the NCAA tournament, and I'm still thinking about how sad Casey Affleck and everyone else's life was. So it's a good movie, but make sure you're in a happy place with a lot of happy people around you when you see it.
Two things. Vince Vaughn, Hacksaw Ridge, excellent, and I hope this conversation made you feel happier about life.
And his glass is always half full.
Bye, Lays.
See you, buddy.
John Lazor, voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case.